A bonus point win to start off the new year back at the Stoop. So you must be very pleased with that, moves you forward in the Challenge Cup. But it was a very tough contest today.
Yeah, I think we made it tough. You know, we had a slow start. They scored, you know, straight away. We were inaccurate off the kickoff. The breakdown, which, you know, gave them momentum, and then they scored. We did really, really well to then respond to that, put together some good passages of play to score, got ourselves ahead on the scoreboard again. But yeah, it was just probably first half defensively. We weren't happy with where we were at, an area we've been good, you know, made big strides last 5 or 6 weeks in that area. And we just challenged the boys at half time to kind of cut down on the errors, try and keep the ball in field as much as possible to negate their maul, and not let them score. And they scored 3 points, but yeah, it was three more than we wanted them to do after the break.
So you made some early changes after half time. Was that through injury or tactic?
A little bit of both. You know, these guys, yeah, we've got a fairly healthy squad at the minute. There are one or two kind of high-profile players you'll be returning in the next couple of weeks, I would have thought. But you know, overall, it's a pretty fit squad. So we're trying to keep everybody playing. This is a good opportunity to, you know, to rest some of the guys. I think you might probably saw that a little bit last night. Maybe with Gloucester, you know, the three league games, two Europe, three league games back into Europe. It's physical. You know, it's intense. And it's another way to kind of keep that level of focus. So, you know, we felt it was important. We had probably half a dozen players today. We really wanted to take our foot off the gas and not have them involved. And that would give, you know, guys an opportunity to play. And I think it's good for squad morale as well. We've sort of developed a bit of momentum now. We ended up winning three games in a row, which is two more than we've managed to do before. So, I think it's important for the group. It's important that everyone wants to feel part of what's going on. And obviously you can't change everybody. But, I thought in the main, guys coming in, you know, showed up pretty well.
You finished the game with 14 men. So what's that show about the resilience of the squad?
On another day, Dave's tackle is just a penalty and we get on with it. But I think it was good. It's good to nil them in the second half in terms of number of tries. But I thought, you know, we were probably a little bit loose on the very few occasions we had the ball. And obviously, you know, the discipline side of things hurt us. It was probably one of the big areas they were going to get into the game through their set piece, through to get more. Pleasing that we didn't let them score in the second half.
Okay. A quick word on history maker Mike Brown also scoring again today.
Yeah, look, I was really pleased for Mike. Everybody would be. It's an incredible achievement when you add on the number of games he's played for England as well. Probably getting close to 400 matches. I mean, he's probably, at the start of his career, he probably played a few 18 games as well. So I think probably shows more than anything else his physical resilience, mental resilience, to actually be fit every week. You can't play that number of games over what's he been playing now, probably 14 years. You know, it takes some durability. I think that's a big credit to him. So,
away to Argent next week. Your thoughts on that game?
Tough. French teams are very, very tough to beat home. Most of the French sides, you know, pride themselves on their home form. I think it's just a kind of cultural part of their league, but we can't afford to focus on that. They're out of the competition, really, but at the same time, those guys who get selected for them, they'll want to be the party poopers, won't they? And show, you know, what they're doing. They're not flying in their league. They go straight into a league game the week after, so it'll probably be an opportunity for them to put their hand up. So we've got to make sure, we combine probably where we were in attack in the first half today with where we were defensively in the second half, put that together for 80 minutes. Performance will look after the result.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you very much.